In Maine, an appeals court has upheld a new state law that will allow people whose insurance doesn't pay for drug prescriptions to go ahead and get medication at a lower cost. But the pharmaceutical industry says this law is unconstitutional and it may still try to overturn it. Charlotte Renner reports from Maine Public Radio.
There are about 325,000 people in Maine who have to pay for prescription drugs out of their pockets, if they can afford them at all. Last year, the state decided to help them out by asking drug companies to charge less for some products. If companies refuse to negotiate those discounts, the state could make it difficult for their products to be included in the Medicaid program. The Pharmaceutical Researchers and Manufacturers of America, a trade group known as PhRMA, says Maine's so-called RX program misuses Medicaid to punish manufacturers who won't participate. Last fall, a federal court judge agreed and blocked the RX program, but now an appeals court has reversed that decision. Maine's Governor Angus King celebrated by reading from the ruling at a press conference.
It is one of the happy incidents of the federal system that a single courageous state may, if its citizens choose, serve as a laboratory and try novel social and economic experiments without risk to the rest of the country.
But an attorney for the trade group says the program may backfire by making it hard for Medicaid recipients to get drugs from companies who do not play by the state's rules. That's because manufacturers who refuse to come to the bargaining table may find their medications left off the list of drugs that are reimbursed by Medicaid. So some doctors with an aversion to red tape may avoid prescribing those products altogether. If that happens, Marjorie Powell of PhRMA says the law may be vulnerable to more action in court.
We are looking at what both our legal options are, and we're also going to watch very carefully how it is the state implements this program. I think the court made very clear that either PhRMA or Medicaid patients would have the option of going back to court if the state implementation resulted in patients not getting access to the drugs they need.
Powell says PhRMA has not ruled out an appeal to the Supreme Court. But in the meantime, Maine citizens who stand to benefit from the new law say they are glad some relief is in sight for their skyrocketing medication bills. The discounts made possible by the program are expected to range from 20% to 30%. Lunching on a hamburger at a home for senior citizens in Portland, Lorraine Dunsmore says she routinely spends $100 to $150 a month on prescription drugs to treat diabetes and high blood pressure.
I think it's great that they have the law that help the people that need it, you know, that really, gee, I don't know whether to buy groceries or get my drugs this week. And that's too bad. It really is.
Now that Maine's law has cleared a major legal hurdle, other states may decide to try and imitate it. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 27 states have proposed similar legislation that would require drug companies to offer rebates. Several include the threat of price controls. The primary sponsor of Maine's law, former State Senator Shelley Pingree, has been advising other states on how to lower drug prices for their residents.
And this will take the wind out of the sails of the opponents. It will say this is not illegal, and in fact, the courts believe it's appropriate for states to attempt to solve what they see as an egregious problem and a serious concern for people, this high cost of prescription drugs.
About half those legislative sessions have ended for the year, and some of the other states may decide to wait and see how well Maine's law works before they pass their own versions of it. Still, healthcare advocates say if there is any hope for bringing drug prices down, the relief is likely to come on a state-by-state basis, because so far, the U.S. Congress has failed to act on the problem. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner in Portland, Maine.